is done, but yesterday a king, and armed with kings to strive. And now thou art a nameless thing, so abject, yet alive. Is this the man of thousand thrones who strewed our earth with hostile bones? And can he thus survive? Since he miscalled the morning star, nor man nor fiend hath fallen so far. Ill-minded man, why scourge thy kind, who bowed so low the knee, by gazing on thyself grown blind? Thou taught'st the rest to see, with might unquestioned, power to save. Thine only gift hath been the grave, to those that worshipped thee. Nor till thy fall could mortals guess, ambitions less than littleness. Thanks for that lesson. It will teach to after warriors more than high philosophy can preach, and vainly preached before, that spell upon the minds of men breaks never to unite again, that led them to adore those pagan things of saber sway. The triumph and the vanity, the rapture of the strife, the earthquake voice of victory, to thee the breath of life, the sword, the scepter, and that sway, which man seemed made but to obey, wherewith renown was rife, all quelled, dark spirit, what must be the madness of thy memory? The desolator, desolate, the victor overthrown, the arbiter of others' fate, a suppliant for his own. Is it some yet imperial hope that with such change can calmly cope, or dread of death alone? To die a prince or live a slave, thy choice is most ignobly brave. He who of old would rend the oak dreamed not of the rebound. Chained by the trunk he vainly broke, alone, how looked he round? Thou in the sternness of thy strength an equal deed hast done at length, and darker fate hast found. He fell, the forest prowler's prey, but thou must eat thy heart away. The Roman, when his burning heart was slaked with blood of Rome, threw down the dagger, dared depart in savage grandeur home. He dared depart in utter scorn of men that such a yoke had borne, yet left him such a doom. His only glory was that hour of self-upheld, abandoned power. The Spaniard, when the lust of sway had lost its quickening spell, cast crowns for rosaries away, an empire for a cell. A strict accountant of his beads, a subtle disputant on creeds, his dotage trifled well, yet better had he neither known a bigot's shrine nor despot's throne. But thou, from thy reluctant hand, the thunderbolt is rung. Too late thou leav'st the high command to which thy weakness clung. All evil spirit as thou art, it is enough to grieve the heart, to see thine own unstrung, to think that God's fair world hath been the footstool of a thing so mean. And earth hath spilt her blood for him, who thus can hoard his own. And monarchs bowed the trembling limb and thanked him for a throne. Fair freedom, we may hold thee dear, when thus thy mightiest foes their fear in humblest guise have shown. O ne'er may tyrant leave behind a brighter name to lure mankind. Thine evil deeds are writ in gore, nor written thus in vain. Thy triumphs tell of fame no more, or deeper every stain. If thou hadst died as honor dies, some new Napoleon might arise to shame the world again. But who would soar the solar height to set in such a starless night? Weighed in the balance, hero dust is vile as vulgar clay. Thy scales, mortality, are just to all that pass away. But yet, methought, the living great some higher sparks should animate to dazzle and dismay. Nor deemed contempt could thus make mirth of these, the conquerors of the earth. And she, proud Austria's mournful flower, thy still imperial bride, how bears her breast the torturing hour? Still she clings to thy side. Must she too bend, must she too share thy late repentance, long despair, thou throneless homicide? If still she loves thee, hoard that gem, 'tis worth thy vanished diadem. Then haste thee to thy sullen isle, and gaze upon the sea. That element may meet thy smile, it ne'er was ruled by thee. Or trace with thine all idle hand, in loitering mood upon the sand, that earth is now as free, that Corinth's pedagogue hath now transferred his byword to thy brow. Thou Timor, in his captive's cage, what thoughts will there be thine, while brooding in thy prisoned rage? But one, the world was mine. Unless like he of Babylon, all sense is with thy scepter gone, life will not long confine. That spirit poured so widely forth, so long obeyed, so little worth. Or like the thief of fire from heaven, wilt thou withstand the shock, and share with him, the unforgiven, his vulture and his rock? Foredoomed by God, by man accursed, in that last act, though not thy worst, the very fiends arch mock. He in his fall preserved his pride, and if immortal, had as proudly died. There was a day, there was an hour, while earth was Gaul's, Gaul thine, when that immeasurable power, unsated to resign, had been an act of purer fame, then gathers round Marengo's name, and gilded thy decline, through the long twilight of all time, despite some passing clouds of crime. But thou forsooth must be a king, and don the purple vest, as if that foolish robe could wring remembrance from my breast. Where is that faded garment? Where the gewgaws thou wert fond to wear? The star, the string, the crest, vain froward child of empire, say, are all thy playthings snatched away? Where may the wearied eye repose when gazing on the great, where neither guilty glory glows, nor despicable state? Yes, one, the first, the last, the best, the Cincinnatus of the West, whom envy dared not hate, bequeathed in the name of Washington, to make man blush, there was but one.